The past of our country is a story with many voices of prominent historical figures. Today we make our history as our ancestors did. At the end of the 9th century, around 882, they managed to unite the lands of Rus and proclaimed Kyiv their capital. Unfortunately, in the future, Ukrainian lands repeatedly suffered from the conquerors and we had to fight for our freedom. Already during the October Revolution, the IV Universal proclaimed the independence of Ukraine with its coat of arms, territory, army, and monetary system for the first time. But as the Soviet power came, Ukraine's independence was destroyed and the Ukrainian SSR was created as part of the Soviet Union. On 16 July 1990, the Verkhovna Rada of the Ukrainian SSR, under the pressure of mass street demonstrations, adopted the Declaration on State Sovereignty of Ukraine. And on 24 August 1991, the Act of Declaration of Independence of Ukraine was adopted at its extraordinary meeting. 2004 was the time of the Orange Revolution, the protest action of Ukrainian citizens caused by the massive falsification of the presidential elections. In 2010, Viktor Yanukovych, a pro-Russian protege of the Kremlin, won the presidential race. He and his government started the process of Ukraine's integration into Russia. 2013 was the year of the Revolution of Dignity, a peaceful protest action in Ukraine against the corrupt, pro-Russian government, the arbitrariness of law enforcement agencies, as well as in support of the European vector of Ukraine's foreign policy. The authorities tried to violently disperse the protesters with the use of Berkut riot police brutal force. In 2014, this led to Maidan, a massive confrontation between security forces and ordinary Ukrainians. On Yanukovych's order, security forces used firearms and brutally dispersed the protesters. In the future, the killed Ukrainians will be called the Heavenly Hundred. On 20 February 2014, Russia invaded Ukrainian Crimea and annexed it. Having occupied Crimea, Russians started a war in the east of Ukraine. Donbass became a place of fierce fighting. On 24 February 2022, Russia launched a full-scale invasion of Ukraine in many directions with columns of military equipment and massive missile fire. Russian world came to peaceful Ukraine, bringing the atrocities of the Russians to Irpin, Bucha, strikes on residential buildings and civilian infrastructure, tragedies in Kremenchuk, Mariupol, Vinnytsia, and other cities. Now our whole country is on fire. Russians reap a bloody harvest in the very heart of Europe. But we will not be broken. We all strive to destroy the Russian horde, protect our homes and families, and restore the territorial integrity of Ukraine. Each of us makes Ukrainian history now. We will win. Happy Independence Day, en Omland. Natalia Toleb.